So we are coming to a time here. That's my fan in the background, but we're coming to a time here where we've seen a lot of things in the world happen. And why do all those things happen? Well, it's because sin entered the world. When sin entered the world, that's when bad things started happening. And if you all know, Billy Graham last month passed away. And you know, at my church, we talked about, you know, kind of about the end times, that Christ is going to come back someday. Nobody knows the day or the hour, but only the Father does. And, you know, he was reading a verse and talked about until all the ends of the earth are preached, that's when they, when he'll come back, when Christ comes back, you know, the end times, the Christ return. And, you know, after hearing that, I'm like, wow, like, never thought about that. I always knew that Christ is coming back. And, you know, I don't even know the day or the hour. Not even the person on the street that holds a sign saying Christ is here, like he's coming back right now. Even they don't know the end of the hour. Well, one day those people on the streets that are holding the signs the end times, they may be right. Like, it may be right now, it could be tomorrow. But here's the thing. God loved the world so much, he gave his only son. His forgotten son. That whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life through him. You see, Jesus didn't come into the world to condemn it, but he came to save it. He came to give you life and give it to the fullest. He has a plan, a hope, and a purpose for you. And he's about relationship. He just wants to do life with you if you let him just in your life. You know, he loves you no matter what you've done in the past. But he loves you so much not to keep you in a situation, but he wants to restore you. He wants to show you a better way. Because that's who he is. He is mighty. He is holy. He is merciful. He has compassion. And he's just waiting patiently. Because he loves you. He doesn't want no one to perish, but all come to the knowledge and repentance of him. And all you have to do is just give him your life. Confess your sins to Jesus. And he'll forgive you. Turn from those old ways. The world ways. Turn to godly ways. And he can do amazing things through you and in you. Transform you if you let him. He just wants to be good to you. God bless.